Welcome, Melodies of Mine is coming up next. So stay tuned. And here is your intro.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Another round, another round.
Gonna tell you a story about a woman I know. She heard a song on her radio. Song told a story about a woman and a man.
Tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM. Every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for...
Another round.
Song rocked her soul, well, it rocked her world. She was holding on to something.
Welcome to Melodies of Mine, the happiest show on earth. You are being summoned into the songs of the spirit with social concern. So let it happen. Relax, kick back, and join the harmony. Every week there is a feature guest interview and performance starting at 8 p.m., a review of the week in CJSF folk music, and then a full hour song circle at 9. Now, come with me and let us meet today's feature guest. Shall we?
Yes, indeed. And we're live now here in studio on Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University on a very, very windy day. And we have Nathan Stafford here, who just blew into the studio. And we're going to talk about Puddle City Arts. So please tell us a little bit about what Puddle City Arts is.
Nathan Blackburn.
Blackburn, yeah.
That's cool. Puddle City Arts is, I guess, sort of an independent arts collective that came about after a few conversations with a friend of mine. We sort of decided that while, you know, we love the city and we love the venues and the artists in Vancouver, there isn't a lot of opportunity for unsigned local artists to really get their voices heard. And instead of complaining, we thought, you know, we should do something. So I sort of took the initiative and started calling venues and calling friends who I knew played and try to get venues and artists together to see if we can do some free performances for people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're matching the venues and the artists and sort of building community between the two?
Yeah, the first place I contacted was Railway Club, and I said to the good people there that we'd like to bring in just a few artists to a free show in their back room. And they said, fine, it was no problem. That the back room there is a little underutilized, I think. So when we came in and we brought some singers and some guitar players, and we filled it up for the night, and they're pretty happy with that, so... we're going to keep doing it there for a while. Café du Soleil has been also pretty generous with us in letting us put on a show whenever we can get together some folks to play some songs.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about building the community in Vancouver.
Yeah, we want to just encourage the unsigned local singer-songwriters out there, and there are so many in Vancouver, especially people who... don't really know how to go about contacting venues or feel about a little bit shy about promoting themselves. Like I know I was that way. It's hard when you start out to think, you know, I want to play shows, but how do I go about doing it? So, mm-hmm. We're trying to build a community of people who just kind of want to play and who want to enjoy other people's art, build a contact list among them, and, whenever we find an opening at a venue, then we can fill it with, you know, whoever we find is appropriate or some new singers just to get on stage for the first time and do 20 minutes or 5 minutes or read a poem, and just to sort of build a community of artists. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can certainly, I know what you mean about the promotion, for sure, because I know for me, the last thing I want to do is actually the promotion side of things.
Yeah.
Especially like when it's your own stuff, mm-hmm. you'd rather not, at least most people would rather not promote what they do.
Yeah.
It's 'cause I think it's easier to be a fan of someone else than to be...
Completely.
Yeah, it's just a weird space to be in.
I've been in a lot of bands in high school and university, and I was always just kind of the guitar player. I never went out and looked for gigs, and I never tried to talk to anybody. I just didn't feel comfortable trying to self-promote. And when I moved to Vancouver a couple years ago, I knew that, you know, I had to leave my band, but I still wanted to get involved with music, so I had to sort of take that step, that dreaded step of... making phone calls and trying to promote myself, and I was really shy about it. It took a lot of prompting from my girlfriend, Sen, who's been wonderful, like supportive of me to get out there and try my best. But if it was just me, I think I would have talked about it, thought about it, but never really done it because it's really hard. But when we started building Puddle City, it became easier because it is really something that I believe in. Getting people who haven't had a chance to share their music or their art. And I have no problem. It seems I have no problem promoting that. Like, I'll do whatever mm-hmm. I can to talk to people, to get them out to shows. We do posters and we do some radio interviews, and we're giving away CDs wherever we go, just to try to encourage people to come out and hear some amazing, beautiful music that that they probably have no idea is really being created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. There's a real lack of awareness around Greater Vancouver about how much talent there is. I know regular listeners to this show would know very well how much excellent singer-songwriters there are around the city, and in going to the events, it's always a little bit disappointing to see the crowds are still going to the you know, they're led by the nose
yeah.
basically to the big ticket price things.
Sure.
When there's just as good music, you can go to a venue for free, like at Puddle City,
mm-hmm.
and get really good music. And in a way, I often find it's a better time because it's more intimate, and you get to really hang out with people and, you know,
talk about music and talk about art and really sort of share. I think the thing about Vancouver is that there is so much talent here, and this show really does a good job of showcasing that. And that's how I heard about the show when I first came out to Vancouver. It's you know, really does a good job promoting local indie talent, which I love. But Vancouver hasn't really had that big music bust, you know, that Montreal had or Halifax had 15 years ago, or Toronto might be going through now. There's never really been that Vancouver scene. And mm-hmm. and when you look for shows in Vancouver, you know, there are a few local bands that are doing pretty well, but it's really just big tickets, out-of-town acts that are playing, you know, great shows at Commodore, Media Club, and all that sort of thing. But there really is just a lot of talent that's going undiscovered at, you know, these just cafes or some obscure, like, comedy club in North Vancouver. But this is, for me, this is where I see some of the most original creative music. And it's really the music that inspires me to write the most, is sort of, I guess, my peers and my friends and really going out there to create something new. Mm-hmm. And it's not always, you know, radio-friendly. A friend of mine is a noise artist, and mm-hmm. you know, eight minutes of guitar feedback and saxophone playing isn't always what's going to be on the radio. But
yeah.
you know, it's interesting and it's creative. And one show we did, there gets to be quite a cross section. I was telling you earlier about of people, because anyone's welcome to sign up for Puddle City. If you want to send me an email, we'll put you on the list and we'll get you on the show. Put you on a show as soon as we can. So one show we did, the last one we did at Railway Club a month ago, we had, the first act was a reggae singer, so he had his classical guitar and did some reggae, and then there's me just playing these silly pop songs, and the next guy who came up after me, his name is Carson Ho, Mm-hmm. And he did live loops with live guitar and rapping, and it was totally cool. It blew the crowd away. And then the last act was Jane Sayre, who's a local musician, and just sang some beautiful sort of folky blues. And it was really an eclectic mix, and you don't often see that, but you get to when you visit the local artists, and it was so cool, and it's such a good night, and everyone was really welcoming and involved in all the different types of music. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, something really great happens, I think, when you have the experience every week of having four different musicians here on the show. It's always different. It's always a different thing, and it's a different feel, a different vibe every time. And it's great the way people feed off of each other, too.
Yeah, and you really sort of get inspired by what you see. Different types of music, different interpretations. One girl that we have who's going to play at our next show named Manuela.
Oh, yes.
Do you know? Yeah.
We've had her. Yeah, she's been there.
She's a beautiful singer, yeah. Beautiful songwriter. I played a show with her at Trees Cafe a little while ago, and I said, you know, we have to ask her to play. I thought she sort of sounded like Tracy Chapman. Zen said, no, it's more of a Feist, when Feist picks up an acoustic guitar. But it was sort of this just really cool blend of just really nice songwriting and a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you couldn't believe that this girl who does such a good job is not, you know, I mean, she's around town, people, you know Manuel, and she's doing great, but a lot of venues aren't really helping to promote this sort of thing, it's hard for her to get her name out and really get heard, so, you know, just that sort of inspired me to help try to build this community, really.
And people are really modest, too. There's all kinds of great artists that I know as, you know, as friends, and when you talk to them, they'll tell you about all kinds of other artists that are really great.
Mm.
And unless you already knew, you'd never actually realize that they're also a musician.
Yeah,
because they just won't talk about it. You know.
Yeah, it's true. Everyone is really supportive. When you go to some of these nights that really showcase the local talent, John Pippas does a night at Trees.
Yes,
on Fridays, and he's a great musician, but just like you said, you almost wouldn't know it, because a lot of those nights he doesn't even pick up his guitar. He just introduces the next act, and it's another wonderful Vancouver act, and you have to talk to him before you realize, or even ask him to, you know, to play a song or two, and when he does, it's great. But just so sort of generous about just sharing talent, and I've met a lot of good friends at these shows, and they're always just really want to share, well, have you heard this guy, or have you found this person's CD yet? And it really is a growing community of local artists.
Mm-hmm. That's good. It'll come together.
It'll come together. Shows like this, the effort that everyone's really putting out there in the little venues, Trees and Café du Soleil, and what Puddle City does, I hope.
And Wired Bean is a really good new one.
Wired Bean does a good job, and yeah, there's lots of little places and cafes around town. You really kind of look for them. Georgia Strait sometimes will advertise in the back. It's a good place to find
a little bit
the local guys when you kind of convince them to put your ad in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it seems you've got a guitar here.
Yes.
Yes. Well, maybe you can play a song for us. Nathan is a musician. Nathan.
Yep. I'd be happy to. So I started writing songs on my own when I first came out. Well, I've always written songs, but I was always in a band, and I was always sort of the guy in the back.
Yeah.
So when I started writing my own music, it's I don't really know how to classify it. It's kind of silly. Why am I even talking? I'll just play a song. Trying to avoid it.
Right.
It's called Cautious Crab. It's that time again, when the tide comes in the bay. When the birds are out, circling about, it's unsafe, it's unsafe. When the nighttime ends, and the day begins, I'm afraid. I tell you once, my friend, you won't hear this again.
I pray, yes, I pray. What can I say? Sure, I've got this little shell, and it suits me pretty well, as it keeps the dangers out of me inside. Where I hide, I'm a crab, a cautious little crab, a frightened little crab by the bay. Hey, hey, hey. Stuck between my claws are the liquid laws of the sea. Treat your neighbor right, only swim at night. They're drowning me, they're drowning me. What can I say? Sure, I've got this little shell, and it serves me pretty well, as it keeps the dangers out of me inside. Where I hide, I'm a crab, a cautious little crab, a frightened little crab by the bay. Hey, hey, hey. This is the bridge that I hide under. When it's too bright to show my face, sure I'd rather be pulled under the waves than wind up on someone's plate. I'm a crab, a cautious little crab, a frightened little crab by the bay. Hey, hey, hey.
No, I like it. I can kind of hear the guitar work too, in that you're really setting things up with the guitar in that song.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I don't know. That song, it was one of the few songs where I actually came up with the melody first and then wrote the chords behind it. I have a bad habit of writing chords first. I don't know, maybe if just because I've been playing guitar longer than I've writing songs, but
yeah.
I think it worked out in that case, writing the melody first.
Yeah. I was thinking about that crab there. one thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and as far as the local music is concerned, is more about how to get people out there watching, going to the venues to attend these things. And I wonder about it. I think people maybe just be a bit lazy.
Yeah. No. I know, yeah. I know, because I'm lazy too. yeah, I think it is hard often to get out to the venue, but I think if the show is done right, then it's really just a great experience that it doesn't have to be a chore to get dressed up in the cold weather and trudge through the snow to get out there. The model I'm really trying to follow, to be honest, is the Pippus's model at Trees, because he always does a great job of getting people out there. Mm-hmm. And the one thing he does is just he puts on a show consistently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people know that they're going to see, you know, great local like talent. He finds them all mostly on MySpace, so they're pretty much unheard talent a lot of the time. And I think because he does it regularly, he puts on a good show, and it's free, that the space is really starting to fill up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Consistency is definitely important.
The atmosphere, too. I mean, you go in there, and everyone's really friendly, and everyone's having a good time, and there's a lot of respect for not the musicians, but just the attitude of people are putting on a free show and they're working hard, so everyone's, you know, listening and having fun. That's what I really like about the Puddle City shows. I just called it Puddle Shitty. Puddle City shows is a railway club. We do it at the back bar, so we have food and drinks, and people get to know each other real quick because it's not the biggest space.
Uh-huh.
It's a great space, but it's not the biggest space, and everyone kind of just kind comes and relaxes. We do early shows a lot of the time, like 7 to 9 o'clock. So people come and have their dinner, and they have, you know, their two or three beers, and they stay an hour and really just get to know each other and have, you know, a few laughs and listen to some good tunes. And it's, you know, there's no pressure to find a ticket, and there's no pressure to find a seat. And it's,
yeah, in many ways, I mean, compared to the Commodore or any, you know, the big ticket stuff, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, no,
it's actually
really
it is being lazy. If you want to
yeah,
see good music, it's a lot easier than you think.
It's the being lazy man solution to seeing good music. Come to the Puddle City shows. We make it easy. Yeah,
yeah. It could also, I mean, people like to know the songs already too. That might be something. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to already know who they're going to go see.
Yeah, totally. I get that. I love to go see my favorite bands and sing along with the music. It's one of the joys.
Yeah.
What I would really recommend for people who want to listen to independent music, if they know there's a show coming up, for instance, we have a website, And you can Google just Puddle City Arts or Nathan Blackburn Music, and it'll take you to a Puddle City website. So we're going to do our best to update that. But you can follow links, and what, you know, I hate to promote it, but MySpace is really a great place to listen to independent local music before you go out to the show to see if you like it. We have a show coming up on January 22nd to do a little promo, and it's going to be I'll be playing. Course. Hopefully one day I can sort of fade into the background, but I still do love to play. So I'll be playing with John Pippis and Manuela and a friend of mine, David Newberry, who's a great local talent.
Is he part of Newberry versus Newberry?
He is part of Newberry versus Newberry.
That's a
Newberry.
Great album.
Yeah.
I've played that album on the show.
That's great. Yeah, that's him and his sister. They just did a tour of, I think the tour was basically of New Brunswick.
Is falling. That where he's from?
I don't know. I think he's from Ontario.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was trying to follow him to see where he is to get in touch with him. I wanted to get him out to play. He's played at the Puddle City show before. And I think he did a tour of New Brunswick with Newberry versus Newberry. It is a great CD, though.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are all on MySpace. And we'll, you know, our website will link to their MySpace accounts. And you can listen to their songs. And I swear if you do, you'll be blown away. Even the quality of, you know, people's home computer recording system is really good now, and everyone's having a much easier time of really getting their music out there and exposed. So if you look for it, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
You might not find it at HMV, but if it's something you're interested in, you can definitely find it online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think another part might be another possible barrier is... maybe just the socialization part of it, actually, is just wanting to, because people like your crab,
cautious
kind of,
crab.
You know, they're in their shell and they're kind of used to what they're doing in their life, and it actually is quite a significant leap to want to go to an event where you may not know anybody, to see musicians you've never heard of, and just go out there and be like, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, you're sort of describing me exactly, and, you know, it's I think it is hard for anybody to get out there when, you know, they don't necessarily know anybody, but I think the good thing is that at our shows and a lot of these local shows, it's kind of open-door policy, so come, you know, have a beer or a coffee, and if you're having a good time, and I'm sure you will, you'll stay. If you don't want to, you know, there's no one at the door, and... you know, it's open door, and you find that the people, when we do shows, and I've always found that everyone's so friendly and gets along so well, because these people really want to encourage art, and if you're going to come to a show, maybe you have something to contribute, so it would be a great opportunity. Right now, our focus is pretty much music, but I don't want it to be. I would love to have poets come out and spoken word and local artists displaying their art. I haven't really asked the Railway Club if that'd be okay, but I'm sure it would be that if any artists out there have some prints that they want to hang on the wall and come and talk about their work, if any poets out there want to read a poem, if anyone does multimedia displays on their PC. You know, if they're a student and they're experimenting with their own stuff, mm-hmm. why not put it on the wall behind someone when they're playing, or put it over top of the bar? It'd be great if mm-hmm. anyone with, you know, any sort of talent could come out and just share it. And I think that's the purpose. It's mm-hmm. easier for me to find musicians just because, well, I am a musician, so I get to meet them pretty easily. But Puddle City is supposed to be about arts in Vancouver, and any artist is welcome. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you, if you have any skill, if you're really good at folding paper airplanes, or if you...
Origami.
If your origami skills are up to that level where, you know, you'd like to have people watch, maybe you're a cup stacker. That's getting very popular.
I like to drink the contents and then stack them.
Drink them, then stack them. People will watch because it's free and they're drunk, so why not? But if you have any sort of talent and you want to display it, please get in contact with me. It's PuddleCityArts, all one word, at hotmail.com. Or just Google Nathan Blackburn or Puddle City Arts. And if you're a venue that would love to have us come in and do a whole show, you know, you don't have to even worry about it. We'll do the promotion, and we'll do we'll do the sound and everything. If you are a waiter at some strange cafe in Coquitlam, and you think you want to have musicians in for the night, let me know, and we'll just see if we can work something out, and we'll get people from your area sharing what they do. And I think that'd be great. That really helps to create a community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and maybe just we could touch on venues now.
Sure.
Because from what I understand, it's venues meeting musicians as part of musicians meeting venues.
Yeah.
What kind of things are venues typically looking for, or what are your thoughts on the venues in Vancouver?
There are a lot of venues in Vancouver, and the big venues, the ones, you know, like Commodore, are really looking for those big acts. And it really is trouble if you are starting out with your guitar or your piano and you have five or six songs that you'd really love to play. Because I don't really know how you can get your foot into one of those venues. It's very difficult to approach someone and say, I have a 40-minute set or a 25-minute set. Like, where's your available space? It's not what these sort mm-hmm. of big venues want. But there are just as equally and great venues that are small coffee shops that would love to have people come in. If you go to your neighborhood coffee shop mm-hmm. and just ask, you know, can I play here Friday night? I'm sure they'll say yes.
You'd be surprised by how many people would say yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It don't have to be a place that that is already doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you just check. Yeah, give it a try.
When I asked Railway Club, they said yes right away, and I was surprised because it is Railway Club and it has a reputation for. They do an excellent, fantastic job of showcasing local music.
Yeah.
But they do have a reputation for putting on pretty big shows, pretty popular shows, and I was sort of not wanting to go that angle. But I was surprised. They said, "Yeah, come on in," and they've been very helpful. But you know, I've been to a few different places. Mel Rich's coffee shop on Davie. I live right around there, so it's my neighborhood coffee shop. I went in and said, you know, could we play a night? And they said, of course you can play a night. We'd love to have you play. Mm-hmm. You bring your guitar and you sing a few songs, and it's, you know, a few more people come out and buy coffee, so the cafe is happy, or the bar is happy, and your friends to have a pint or have a coffee while you're playing, and it's just a good time. Puddle City, I think, it's more appealing for venues, because if I ask them if we can put on a show, then they don't really have to do any work.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to have available space. They, you know, mm-hmm. it helps if they have a microphone, but even if they don't, I'll beg, borrow, steal from, you know, anyone I can to get a PA. And we've had to do that lots of times, but that's okay. You know, just talk to your local coffee shop, and you know, if you contact us, we might be able to help too. If you know a place that's, you know, sort of seems willing, but they don't really want to go to the effort of finding musicians mm-hmm. and filling their Fridays every Friday night. I think one of the things Puddle City does, and why we are finding success to play in different venues, is because the work's done for them, and mm-hmm. I think that's helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just take a break here. I'm gonna play some public service announcements here for the audience, and we'll be right back with. I guess we'll come back with another song. And,
sure.
But first, some advertisements.
The City of Vancouver's Food Policy Council is inviting gardeners from all over Vancouver to donate fruit and vegetables from their gardens to help those less fortunate in Vancouver. The fresh produce you donate will go directly into preschool, after-school, and youth programs, as well as into single-parent, immigrant, and senior programs. If you're a local gardener and would like to help those in need in your community, visit vancouver.ca/foodpolicy to find out exactly how you can get involved. Love singing but have no one to sing with? Then come out to the weekly sound circle at UBC Robson Square and experience the power of your own voice. On Monday evenings from 10 to 11 p.m., you can create a spontaneous vocal soundscape with others downtown. All you have to do is show up at 800 Robson, UBC Robson Square, on Monday evenings and be ready to sing. Admission is totally free. For more information, call 778-231-6969.
Do you stutter or know someone that stutters? Speakeasy is Canada's charitable organization for people who stutter. Speakeasy provides information and support to adult stutters, parents of stuttering children, professionals in the field, and the general public. Speakeasy provides a free information kit for those who stutter. For more information, visit www.speakeasycanada.com.
Does drinking cranberry juice help prevent urinary tract infections? Can taking the pill make you want sex more often? Most of us have questions and are looking for answers. Our Bodies Ourselves is the book for frank and useful women's health information from reliable, trusted professionals. It also features personal stories from women like you. So get the facts, pick up the book at your local bookstore, or check out our website, ourbodiesourselves.org.
Our Bodies Ourselves is produced by the Boston Women's Health Book Collective, a nonprofit organization.
And we're back. And I have Nathan Blackburn as our guest here today. We're going to have another song from him before we talk more about the local music scene.
Okay, this is called Fearbots.
It took some time to realize that this robot's in disguise. Though he acts like such an average guy, I'm afraid for reason. There's a fear bot. Yeah, the fear bot. He lives in my brain. Oh no. He lies and he swears and he messes things up. He don't care about anything. He's made of tungsten, plated in steel. Oh no. He feeds off the juice that drips from my brain. He grows stronger from the pain. Oh, I cry when he comes around. On those nights I can't make a sound. And when he does I don't get much sleep at all. Who will take the fall when he tears this city apart? He don't give a damn about us or the odds. He's got a hold of me, he'll get a hold of you. So unforgiving, he's got a grip of steel. Oh no. He squeezes at my heart till I think it might pop. He's got no off switch, he'll never stop. Feels no emotion, he don't laugh or cry. Oh no. I know he's tiny but he feels 12 feet tall. He holds my foot as I climb the wall. Such a mess of lights and circuitry. Tell me baby, what's the matter with me? Oh, I cry when he comes around. Cause when he does, I can't make a sound. And on those nights, I don't get much sleep at all. Who will take the fall when he tears this city apart? He don't give a damn about us or the arts. He's got a hold of me, he'll get a hold of you. It took some time to realize that this robot's in disguise. Though he acts like such an average guy, I am afraid for a reason. It's the fear bot.
Is that called fear bot?
That's called fear bot. It's about a robot designed for fear. Which is a horrible function for a robot, really, you think about it. Not very practical.
Well, I don't know. It depends what you're looking for.
It depends, yeah. It depends what your goal is, what your aim is. But, yep, that's Fearbot. It's one of the songs my kids love. I'm not a parent. I'm an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, if that inspires some of my music because of the wackiness of my 11-year-olds or not. But, yeah, it's one of the songs that I like to play for my sixth graders.
Do you say you do play in front of the class sometimes?
Yeah, I love to play in front of the class. It should be part of music class, but sometimes it's just sing along with Mr. B. And some of my kids have their own songs that I wrote for them on their own. The Annalisa song is a consummate favorite.
Yeah.
Or Hey Jose, that's another one. I love that for Jose.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Very popular with the kids, too. The teacher picks up the guitar.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, nice. That is really great.
Thanks.
I was just think about I don't know. It's the holidays, so I find you tend to get a lot of spare time in the holidays, which can be really great.
Yeah,
that's what I find every year.
Yeah.
And one thing that my place where my mind has been going has been the way that music or art, poetry, because I do poetry and. Good. And I've been pursuing that a lot lately. It gives... The great thing about art is, from the point of view of the artist, I think, is that it gives you existence.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Purpose or direction or a reason to get up in the morning. I think if you're a creative person and you're in the middle of the creative process, I don't know. Maybe it's something personal or something else, but it is really the happiest you can be is when you sort of are finding your own success and in your own creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's as human beings, you want to be able to contribute something somehow, just quite naturally.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
And one of the best ways to do that is through writing something or playing a song and making it your own, and then just put it out there, and people love it. You know,
yeah, it's always really surprising how people react, and it's always shocking and really sweet. I don't play that often, but sometimes when I do a show, I'll see someone that I don't know singing along, and even just during the song, I almost get so overwhelmed that I have to stop. Just the fact that something that, you know, was in your head, just a little tune that, you know, you're walking down the street, or a little, a line from something that became a poem, or when you see that it has affected someone, anyone, in any sort of way, that you really kind of see and feel the power of art, and it is a really powerful thing.
Yeah. I think as an artist, it's validating. It feels kind of validating and just like...
Yeah.
I guess where I've been going with this lately is just is that in society, especially today, right, it's almost like the world is structured in a way for you to not exist, right?
Continue.
Yeah. Like, we'll hear about everything from the outside world, you know, Gaza Strip or United States or in Parliament of Canada or anything, and then with the music that is disassociated from you is what's like
right.
always all around you, and it's all stuff from the outside. It's on your television, it's from the internet, it's on the radio. And
it loses a little bit of the individual quality. It doesn't seem to have any, a lot of personal meaning.
Yeah.
I hate to rip on the record companies, you know, but because I'm not against signed artists. I think any way to promote art is great. But I think what you're saying is when you see a group, for instance, like New Kids on the Block, coming back and having this great success, but I mean, isn't it just an example of redundancy in music and redundancy in art that a band that was manufactured 20 years ago is still pushing the same product on people, and they just have enough posters and they have enough videos and they have enough airplay that it becomes popular.
And I think the key thing there is product. It's
right.
a product.
Right.
Right. It's made by a... It's designed to sell an idea or something that, you know, the individual people of the New Kids on the Block probably didn't come up with.
No. Know. Which is a shame, because, you know, probably Donnie is a great songwriter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're nice guys, but it really is just product. It's McDonald's, it's New Kids, it's Walmart, and it doesn't really have any personal touch. There's no mistakes on those CDs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have a real band. How could the drummer not miss a note? How could the bass player not, or how could the singer not, you know, lose his voice a little bit? I mean, these things happen, but it's just so produced and so perfectly fit together that that there's no mistakes. Like, mistakes aren't real. Like, they don't happen.
I always make sure to make lots of mistakes on the show.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when I sing live. I intentionally forget chord changes and lose my voice at difficult parts just to remind people that what's going on is not manufactured. It's real and it's genuine.
Yeah.
I always make sure. I agree with you. You have to put in the mistakes.
Yes.
That's real art.
That's definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, and I hope that... here in Vancouver, where we are, I mean, if you walk down Robson Street, we are a society that is, in a lot of ways, driven by selling and by product. Every store is the same on that block, and they all sell the same thing, but they're so popular, and they're so full of people, and it's just, it's confusing why everyone always chooses Starbucks coffee, right? When and why everyone always chooses Gap jeans, but there's so many options out there, and there's so many little coffee shops, and there's so many like small people selling jeans they made on the internet or T-shirts that they designed themselves, and they're just unique and different. And it's nice to support those people, and it's nice to express that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it takes a leap of faith, in fact, And when you're in a certain mindset, I mean, I've been in and out of that mindset before. I will get trapped, and I'll just go into a routine and just...
Oh, yeah, and we all do. I mean, I talk about it, but I'm not any better than anybody else. I shop in those stores, and I drink the coffee, you know? But sometimes, I hope that sometimes people stop themselves and say, is there another choice? Is there another option?
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think, might be about awareness or... it could just be a gradual shift that's coming on in the world overall. I mean, a lot of spiritual people will talk about, you know, there's a shift in consciousness happening in the world in its own way.
Yeah, sort of seeing this sort of lack of individuality as a damaging thing, as something that's really hurting us. To lose perspective like that to sure, I mean, the fact that every McDonald's looks the same is comforting to a lot of people. Wherever you are in the world, at least there's something you're certain of.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get.
You know what you're going to get.
Although they won't tell you everything about it.
No, and you don't think to ask either.
Yeah.
But at least it tastes the same as it does, you know. Yeah. My little brother recently was teaching English in Japan, and my mother, my poor mom, she decided to go visit him. But she, you know, we're from small town Ontario. We're from Brantford. How's it going, Brantford? I'm sure you're all listening online. And she gets there, and everything's so different that my brother was telling me that she, you know, Westerners always do initially start out with the McDonald's and KFC and the TGI Fridays. For some reason, he said in Tokyo, there's a lot of TGI Fridays because it's comfortable, and he saw a lot that you know. They sort of gravitate towards just the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, when you get bored of the familiar, and it becomes routine, and that's, you know, is so damaging to the soul that you almost have to start branching out and looking for new food and new music and new books and
right.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to say to you, listener. It's good for your soul to go out and experience local music in a nice venue that we have very many around. It's just, it's great. It's a great experience, and I really mean it. It's good for your soul.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, it's something that you will only see at that time and place. A Franz Ferdinand show will be the same here as it is across the ocean, but if you go to a singer-songwriter who's practicing in Kamloops and just plays at his local pub, you're only going to be able to see it then and there, and it's just going to be unique. And hopefully people can, you know, appreciate the unique qualities of their local talent, their local artists and local photographers. And
And one of the really awesome things is the common humanity of of the people, because it's someone that you could just bump into on the street. You know, it's not it's not Bono from U2.
No.
You know, it's although they could, you know, potentially in an alternate universe could, you know, be that up there, but it's just someone that you could run into. And
I could be your kid's teacher, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I am your kid's teacher, in which case you should come out, because you might get a B+ next semester instead of a C-. But there are people with day jobs, you know, there are people who are working all day and maybe playing their music is their only outlet, and maybe not necessarily, and I hate to sound elitist in any way, but maybe the people who do have a day job, who are taking care of their kids, and maybe they have something more valuable to say about life than your rock star.
Yeah, I mean, there's the one artist there. What I love about actually what I'm doing is that I'm less familiar with the Main Street artists than the local ones. I can hardly ever remember their names, which is great. But there's this, who's the big guy? The song "Be a Rock Star" and like he's got this castle in Victoria.
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, the song, there's this song that's been on the radio for the past 2 years, and it's been a new release for about 2 years now. And it's all about, I want to be a rock star.
Is that Nickelback? Are you talking
Nickelback?
About
Nickelback, that's it.
Yeah, I heard that song in the fruit market the other day.
Yeah.
Very appropriate place.
Yeah, I think it's still a new release.
Yeah, amazingly so. I don't know how they got that. The new one from Nickelback.
Yeah.
But though, you know, that song they released 5 years ago, it just has a different name. I don't know how they do it.
But how are people associating with that? What are you connecting with there, really?
Exactly.
And all it talks about is basically being a slob in many ways, you know, being ridiculously materialistic.
Yes, indeed. There is the promotion of that materialistic nature in a lot of a lot of mainstream music, that being like living the life and having things and shopping and buying things and driving an awesome car and drinking expensive drinks is somehow something that we should hope to achieve in our lifetime, like it has any meaning.
Yeah.
What sort of car you drive, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have my scooter and I love my scooter more than life. I would not trade it for anything. But it's a little beat up thing. But you know, it's.
It's got character.
It's got character. It's got character.
It makes mistakes.
Yeah, it certainly does make mistakes, and that's art. The art of the scooter is the art of the local poet and the local singer, and all of that.
Okay, well, do you have another song ready for us? Or
yeah, I can do another song. Before I do, I just want to say again that if you are a local artist or if you're a local venue, please get in contact with Nathan Blackburn. Is me. This is non for profit. We don't make any money. In fact, a lot of the times when we print posters and we lose money, but that's okay. You know, it's something we're passionate about. So. If you are an artist or you are a venue and you want to get your work exposed, all that Puddle City Arts wants to do is to help because everyone involved is just a big fan of art, and local art is all the better.
Okay.
Great. Thanks.
Listening to Nathan Blackburn on CJSF 90.1 FM. This show is Melodies in Mind. And if you want to know a little bit more about CJSF, I got some program stuff here that'll tell you all about it. A chicken, in fact.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
Bird IB.
Palm Death, and you're listening to CJSF Burnaby.
What did he say?
Concentrate.
90.1 FM.
All right.
Awesome. Good on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, here's what I have in mind here. I'd actually like to find a Newberry. We have that Newberry versus Newberry in here somewhere.
Let's
see if we can get a track from that before I go into what I recorded. Actually, not me. Taped Ryan. Taped Ryan recorded it. We've been talking about Puddle City Arts here today. And just for those of you who have just tuned in, maybe you're busy doing it. Oh, could have been doing quite a variety of different things. But if you're just tuned in and you want to know about Puddle City Arts, what can people do to find out?
Sure. Well, you can Google Puddle City Arts, or you can Google my name, which is Nathan Blackburn. If you type Nathan Blackburn Music, you'll get to our website. I'd read it out, but we're hosting off six different servers, so it's quite a long website name. And so look for Puddle City Arts online or on MySpace, and you can get in touch with us if you are a venue who's looking to host some independent music, or if you're an artist, if you're a poet, or if you're a singer, or if you're a painter and you want to display or showcase some of your work, look us up, because you know, we feel that Puddle City Arts is really just an attempt to bring independent local art out into the community, and just trying to create a community of artists. And anyone's welcome to join. Anyone's welcome to sign up. And we'd love to have any venue or any singer or anybody out there who has any talent they want to showcase. We were saying earlier, if you're a really good dart player and you think people want to watch,
yeah,
and they might, and I know I would.
Dart art.
Look up Nathan Blackburn Music on Google or on MySpace or on Facebook, and we will route you somehow, or you'll be routed to the Puddle City Arts webpage. Or you can just contact us at puddlecityarts@hotmail.com and ask me a question, send me your music, and I'll get back to you right away. And we'd love to have you.
Okay. So thank you, Nathan.
Thanks.
And I did find a lead on Newberry versus Newberry, their album
awesome.
Called Freight Lines. And I'm just going to do a promo for a show here, and I'll go dig that out. So here's a good show.
Remember when the music came from wooden boxes
for the sound of raw emotion?
Wire. And as we sang the words
for the lyric of purity and truth,
on fire, for we believed in things.
Listen to Melodies in Mind every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
Remember when the music brought us all together to stand inside the rain.
Okay. So, we're going to play the track Upon the Boat, which is good to float upon the boat. Melodies of Mind is every week from 8 to 10 p.m. The next hour will be recorded music from CDs that have come into CDSF. We get loads and loads of CDs in here, which is awesome, and I review all the folk music. And in the past, I've reviewed this one, and it's this song is called Upon the Boat. And then I'm going to patch you to Taped Ryan, who is a sort of a fragment of the past, and he's put together the second hour for you. And once again, thank you. Thank you, Nathan, for having this great conversation. This has been fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me out. Hope everyone can come out to the Railway Club from 7 to 9 on January 22nd to see myself and John Pippis and Manuela and David Newberry from Newberry versus Newberry.
Right, right. Which is this band.
Take me with you when you head out on your boat. I'm tired of sore spots on the surface, and it seems the way you're walking that you people have hope. But they turned and they said to me, you gotta get your house in order before you set to sea, or you'll just make little Europes, you'll just make big Torontos. And when are you gonna realize that not everybody wants those? So don't pack up your baggage from the old way and start coming around here. Said, what do you mean that I can't come upon your boat? I only drink fair trade and I'm always sure to vote. I've been to protests, I've been tear gassed by the state. Oh, I wanna get on your boat now, I don't wanna wait. They smiled at my patience, but still they said to me, you gotta get your house in order before you turn and leave, or you'll just make little Europes, you'll just make big Torontos. And when are you gonna realize that not everybody wants those? Don't pack up your baggage from the old way and start coming around here. What's this old way that you keep talking of? Do you wanna just be hippies? Do you want just peace and love? We'll fix the breaks, yeah, we'll wiggle through the cracks. Defend what they have given us before they take it back. Still they turn, still they send me. You gotta get your house in order before you set to sea. Or you'll just make little yaps, you'll just make big Torontos. And when are you gonna realize, kid, not everybody wants those. So don't pack up your baggage from the old way and start coming around here. I've read Marx and I'm down with Foucault. I'm sure I could change the world with all the stuff I know. So let's put our heads together and work to rearrange. We can use the things we have to make a little change. They turned and they said to me, that is still the old way, aren't you ever gonna see? You gotta care for people, not words, if you come around here. Get you. I think I see what you're saying. Making ourselves wiggle room while it's just like child's playing. We take the shape of enemies when we play the game. And you want me to prefigure in me our idea change. I turned to them and they looked at me. I said I don't need to do no packing. I got everything I need to walk right out of your way.
Welcome to Melodies in Mind. I am Taped Ryan for the last time in 2008. On the episode today, we're going to be featuring a lot of very, very good female musicians, it looks like. And I'm going to continue the extended highlight of two fabulous albums that I started highlighting on the December 16th episode. And that's the Annabelle Shevchuk album called Resilience, and the Farida album called Symphony of Chemistry. And then I'm going to move into some other albums, as they also need to be highlighted in their highlights of all of the albums made in the universe. These are among my favorites. The first song will be by Annabelle Shevchuk, a song called Racing with the Sun, and that'll be followed by a song by Farida called The Cold. And then a song by Chantel Upshaw, who has been on the show more than once, I think twice. And she's a fabulous local singer-songwriter that has got everything you need to make it in the pop music world. And you'll have no doubt when you hear this. This song is called Sign Me Up. So, in review, Annabelle Shevchuk, Racing with the Sun, Farida, The Cold, and Chantel Upshaw, Sign Me Up.
Get your day's work done. Get your day's work done. Or soon you'll be racing with the sun. Make your plans today. Or the evening's on. Or you'll end up racing with the sun. Hard, hard times that you've had. Hard, hard times, but today you're mighty glad. Oh, she works all through, and your battle's won. Now you'll never, never be racing with the sun.
Thank you.
works all through.
She works all through.
And your battle's won.
Your battle's won.
Now you'll never, never be.
Never, never be.
Racing with the sun. Ah, oh, she works all through.
She works all through.
Be,
never, never be
racing with the sun,
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 racing with the sun.
Cause in this space, hope I would not.
answered the door. You said, wait for me. You made me a foolish girl. Feathers down, it's time to say goodbye. I wanted to take it slow. Goes. I jump up my seat like I'm a miss a magic show. Peeking over the edge like I don't know what happens next, and I'm surprised. I gave in too fast, don't wanna spoil what could last. OEO, don't leave now, you're on my back burner. It might burn out, but let us linger. Carry on and make it hard to stay away. Sign me up and put my name on the dotted line. Sign me up, cause it's a sign of the times. Quick to love and ready to go.
So the second set of the day is going to feature the exact same three artists in the exact same order, but the songs will be completely different. The first will be by, of course, Annabelle Shostak, and this selection is Firewalker. So the first of her songs was called Racing with the Sun. This one is called Firewalker. Seems to be a theme. Then it will be Farida, a song called Edgecliff Station. And I actually, this song wasn't a standout to me, except I was looking for another song. I started playing it while here in the taped world of Taped Ryan in the taped studio where taping is done. And I was kind of drawn in. It's sort of this song, if you're really into Farida, which I am, and this entire album called Symphony of Chemistry is simply chemistritic. The song is called Edgecliff Station, and what's neat about it is that it doesn't stand out, but still, it's easy to see all of the brilliance of the artist. It's sort of a underdog track in an album full of brilliant tracks. And then another song by Chantal Upshaw called More Than an Ocean. And that's a lot. So, in review, Annabelle Shostak, Firewalker, Farida, Edgecliff Station, and Chantal Upshaw, More Than an Ocean.
What's gonna make them turn around? It's a crazy way to bring you down. Twisted, brilliant, killing toy. The shroud of fear I now destroy. I woke up from a war dream. It scraped away my numbness. All of us together struck into this dumbness. Of the burning shoots around the line of flame. Don't move, don't speak, just play the game. We closed our eyes for tear gas and glimpsed at the eternal. It fit between two heartbeats, white flickering inferno. It's an ancient rite of passage to walk through flames and make it. A pathway cleared by spirit, fire is mine, I'm gonna take it.
Thank you.
patient while you figure it out. For I have fallen for lesser excuses and been the fool played out. When you don't know how you feel you're not sure what is right, and all you know is the hauntings of your love and past life. What to say, and I've not got the heart to wait. So this is me wide open, asking you to be brave.
Just saying, nah, nah.
cancer like treasures buried at the bottom of the sea. And you search frantically for the answers. Well, look no further than me, 'cause I know more than an ocean is deep.
Time I'm going to mix things up and start with Farida and then go to Annabelle Shevstek. I want to talk about this song in particular. It's called She. The mark of a good lasting song is often, as I've discovered, is it's a song that sort of sneaks under your skin and then becomes a mainstay in your melodic world. It's a melody that just gets stronger and stronger every time you listen to it. And that's the case of this song called She. And I hope you enjoy it, because I certainly do. It may be among the best tracks we've ever heard in 2008. And this is the last show of 2008. 2009 will be starting soon. Okay, and that'll be followed by a song by Annabelle Shevstek called Runaway Lane. And actually, again, this one is similar. I listened to this the first few times and I think, well, it's not one of the highlights of the album, but then as I listen to it more, I'm like, yeah, this has a kind of a universal truth in it that it seems like a common theme, runaway lane, with the imagery of the road and running away and sort of escapist kind of idea, but it's well written and it kind of goes beyond the place where it's a common song and goes into the place where this is a song that sticks and could even be covered by many artists in the future. So that's Runaway Lane. And then a song by Deborah White. Deborah White is a fabulous individual that I know who hosts a great music night at the Wired Bean in North Vancouver. And I listened to her album Exposed, and it's very, very good. And this is a very wonderful condolencing song called You Can Cope, which I really like. So that's Deborah White. The set of three is Farida, She, Annabelle Shevstek, Runaway Lane, and Deborah White, You Can Cope. And as of yet, it has been all female artists. Rare, rare, rare.
Mm-hmm.
sees why she in the night he cries. She as he marks the time. She in the moment he tries to be on stage singing, she. When he's holding on to me, when he's lying next to me, when he's laughing with me, she. And oh, my heart is aching wide. He had to go and take it before.
You'll find
here are our last three tunes. The first will be by David Blair, who's been on the show a few times. He's a fantastic musician, one of the best musicians around Vancouver. And this is from his album Things Left Unsaid. And it's a song called This Is the Soundtrack. Very strong. And then a song, two songs from an album called Rewilding by Mr. Pine. Mr. Pine is a unique group. They make albums. They're not a group that makes songs. They make albums. And what I mean is their albums are a very, very rewarding listening experience as the songs flow from one to the other, and it covers a great range. I'm sure, I mean, I've never spoken with them, but I'm sure when they put these albums together that they make, they have a very definite idea of the overall concept of the album. And that's opposed to artists who make tracks and put them on albums. So it can be difficult, actually, to select songs to highlight on the show when it's a Mr. Pine album. But what I've done is I've taken the last two and put them in the order they appear in the album, and they will give you a great representation of their hypnotic abilities. The first song is Dirge, and then it'll be an instrumental song, Ace of Cups 2, which public service announcements will be read over. And then that'll be it for 2008. So I hope you tune in next year. Next year shall be a new year with new things happening. So everything will be different, but in some ways the same. It's going to be trippy because I can't say 2008 unless referring to the past on that show might be difficult. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this experience. And I hope you've had a great year, and I wish you a great new year. This is Taped Ryan, signing off for 2008.
You're the stolen soul I stumbled upon 2 months and 3 days ago. Might not seem like long. It's funny what you find when you're not even looking. It was right between the lines, boom. And something came over me, over you, over us. There's nothing to describe the way that I felt that night. The rush to my head and the waves full of color, like a sunrise in summer, made of violets and reds. I lost all consciousness of what I said. This is the soundtrack to our conversation. Forward to right now, I somehow lost your hand in a crowd full of nobody's. Not exactly how I planned. It doesn't matter how it starts, it's only how it ends. But everything in between makes me know that there's still a chance. This is the soundtrack to our conversation. You're out of laughter in my smiling. I just wrote you an empty love song. If I along with our song, cause I feel you still near, hoping this can bring you home. Bring you home. Bring you home. I just wrote you an empty love song. If I don't have you, this is a soundtrack to our conversation. You're not
not even looking, it was right between the lines.
Fat Ass presents a 50-kilometer run around Stanley Park and a plunge into Burrard Inlet to kick off the new year. The run begins at 8:30 a.m. at Brockton Point, Stanley Park. For more information, go to www.clubfatass.com. December 31st, 2008, 1 to 9 p.m. January 1st, 2009, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Walk through a recreation of a 12th century labyrinth and add your prayers for the new year to the Prayer Mandala. This event will take place on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, St. Paul's Anglican Church, 1130 Jervis. Free admission. For more information, go to www.stpaulsanglican.bc.ca. Celebrate 50 years of the Cuban Revolution with music, dancing, food, drinks, and DJ Sue Comante. Starts at 8 p.m. New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st at Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 out the door. For more information, go to www.bandcubasolidarity.com. Celebration. New Year's events for families featuring children, entertainers, Boggs and Lolo, face painting, and a chance for kids to make their own pizzas. 4 to 6:45 p.m. at Rocky Mountain Flatbread Company, 1876 West 1st Avenue. Tickets are $9. You can find out more at www.rockymountainflatbread.ca.